loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Good to know that Jesus loves you, but how many of you love Him?
Amen.
I know I do. With all my heart, He's worthy of everything I could ever say or do. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 4. I want to continue on the thought I did last week with a different example. How to hear from Jesus. How to hear from Jesus. This will be part 2. Last week we hit on blind Bartimaeus and how he had to cry out to God and wasn't afraid of the persecution that would come, not afraid to be embarrassed. He was willing to get what he needed from God, amen? And if you come to the house of God not embarrassed, not worrying about what somebody else thinks, you'll get what you need from God, amen? John chapter 4. I've got a little lengthy reading, but have a little patience this morning with me, please. Starting at verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but the disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. I love to think of it that Jesus had a need. He had something he had to do. Praise God. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria to him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Let me stop right there. This well is supposed to be in you. Amen. So you don't have to go find some revival. You don't have to go find a certain church to be this. It should be in you. Amen. Always bubbling up into life, everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Verse 15. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou hast now hast is not thy husband, and that saidest thou truly. The woman said unto her, Sir, get out of my business.
No.
Don't get into my life. Don't preach on me. Is that what she said?
No.
No. Said, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers have worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship for salvation of this Jews. Just a few more verses here. But the hour cometh, and now is, and I say today, it still is,
Amen.
When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I appreciate that Dad brought that up this morning, if you didn't hear him, but he said it. I said, I'll take that, Lord, as a witness. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee, am he.
Amen.
And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he had talked with the woman, yet no man asked him, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that I did. Is not this the Christ? Again, my title for today is How to Hear from Jesus, and we're going to be talking about the woman at the well. So let's go ahead and bow our heads just a second for prayer. Heavenly Father, we've read your word, we've gathered together, we've sung the songs of Zion, we've given you praise. We invite your presence, Lord, to come speak to us, Lord, for the words of a man will fail, but we know that the words of God can never fail. We commit ourselves to you. I commit myself to you, Lord. Don't let me say anything outside of your inspiration. Let the people receive this morning what they have need of, Father. You're the only one who knows the hearts of men. I pray you come discern every heart and show us what we have need of, and let us accept it by faith this morning, that we'd walk out of here with no sin in our lives, no conscience of sin in our hearts, but Lord, would want to serve you with all that's within us, Father. Help us this morning, we pray. We commit it to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Kind of going to follow the same pattern I did last week. By the help of the Lord, that is. He might want something else, and I'm okay with that, but for right now, we're going to try to follow along that. There's certain points in this story that we have to take notice of. So we're going to just keep your hand right there in John chapter 4. I'm going to keep going back to that. I might go somewhere else, but we're going to stay right there. John chapter 4, and starting at verse 1, it says, When the Lord therefore knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departing again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. I ask you, what was Jesus' need that he had to go through that town? You know, we would think that Jesus was the Son of God. He didn't have any needs. He was just fine the way he was. But you don't recognize the other half of the story. Jesus Christ was the Messiah come on earth. He was everything he needed to be. But there was a part of him that he come to redeem. Amen. It's all right to say amen this morning. You know, I just want to break that right up right now, okay? You got to come expecting something from God or you won't get nothing this morning, all right? Amen. He must needs go through by Samaria. John chapter 1, verse 10 says, he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. He came unto his own and his own received him not, but as many as received him. Have you received Jesus Christ this morning as your Savior, as your Redeemer, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost? If you have, he says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born. You must be born again. We hit that up Wednesday. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, not even your will can you be born again. You have to commit it, not the will of man, but the will of God. God wants his people free this morning. He wants you free every day of your life. He doesn't want you to come into captivity. Why did Jesus need to go this way? It's because that woman was predestinated to be saved. And if Jesus wouldn't have went to her, she would have never been able to receive it. But Jesus knew, down in her heart, she has a seed of God. And I will not have any of mine be lost. You have to recognize yourself this morning. Are you a seed of God? You go, I don't know. Well, that's a good question. Let's get all the doubt out of the room right now. Because you have one of two things you can be. Because God in his mind knew before the foundation of the world what you would choose to be. You can either be the bride of Christ or you can be the son of the devil. You can either be God's seed or serpent seed. That's your two choices. Now you have to find out, where do I identify with this morning? We have to know that we're elected. The Bible says in Romans 8:29, you won't have victory until you know you're the elect. Because there will always be that question mark in there. Can I really get something from God? Does Jesus really love me? And if you don't know you're the elect, you might not think he does. I don't think Jesus loves Satan. Anybody think Jesus loves Satan? I think Jesus hates Satan. In order to love God, you have to hate evil. Do you understand what? You can't like both, okay? I love Brother Kent. If Brother Kent would happen to have a cancer, I can't love Brother Kent and the cancer at the same time. You say, why not? Because they're fighting one another. The cancer is trying to take his life. And he's trying to live, so he's trying to kick the cancer's life out. It's the same between God and the devil. It's the same with the world and with the Word. You can't have both. You need to make a separation. You need to pick a side. I like this expression. You know, people say, well, I'm kind of on the fence about it. Guess what? Satan owns the fence.
Right.
You're sitting on the fence. You're still on the devil's side. He owns the fence. You know what it said in the book of Revelations? It said, I know that you're lukewarm. I would rather you be hot or cold instead of being lukewarm. It makes you sick. Amen. I know I talked to Kyle in a Bible study about it and said, you can have ice cold milk and I tell you what, that tastes good. Amen. You heat it up real hot, put some maybe cocoa in there, that milk tastes real fine. You get some lukewarm milk, try to put that down one day. Unless you need to get something out of your stomach, that's the only reason you're going to drink that. Because you're going to throw up. And that's the same thing with your experience. If you have a lukewarm experience, you say, brother, what's a lukewarm experience? When you don't love God more than something else.
Amen.
Amen. He needs to be number one. And I'm not talking about a chart where he, you know, you got a couple right below him. I'm talking number one here, everything else down here in the dump somewhere. Amen. He is not just a lifestyle. He is your life.
Uh-huh.
And by predestination, if you have the seed of God, you literally, literally have the life of God in you.
Amen.
The same life that came into Jesus Christ, he is now transferred into the church.
That's right.
By the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You have to know that you're elect.
Amen.
I didn't even get to my scripture. Praise God this morning. Amen. Romans 8:29. Yeah, let's turn there. This is... If you can enter into this, just this part right here, the rest of this will take care of itself.
Amen.
How to hear from Jesus. Jesus had to go through Samaria. And I believe this morning Jesus has to come through Defiance.
Amen.
I believe there's needs and he don't want his people captive. Amen. He wants them free. He wants them victorious. He wants them filled with the Spirit. Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, speaking of God, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his Son. We know that God's Son was Jesus Christ, made flesh. That was God in a flesh body. And we are to be conformed into his same image, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30, moreover, that means I got another point to make here. This is important, so pay attention. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. So I asked you this morning, have you heard the call from Jesus?
Amen.
That means if he has predestinated you. Because the first thing is predestination, then a call. Just like this woman. Right? Jesus had to go by Samaria and he called to that woman. He was sitting there waiting, Brother Branham said. The Father had led him to go to Samaria to sit at that well and wait for that woman to show up.
Amen.
He knew she was coming. I believe Jesus knows this morning that you were supposed to be here.
Amen.
And he's got your need provided. Amen. Then he also called. And, so if you've been called, let's look at this. Whom he called, them he also justified.
Amen.
Justified is not just forgiven. It's so erased, you didn't do it in the first place.
Amen.
You say, Brother Andrew, you know, I'll forgive you for punching me in the face. I go, well, I didn't punch you in the face. So I still forgive you. He said, you got nothing to forgive me for. I never did it in the first place. The blood of Jesus Christ has so erased our sins, God can't even find it no more.
Amen.
If you've received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the question. Have you had the experience with God?
Amen.
Not some certain sensation, not some good service, none of that. I'm talking about a life where you were heading this way, straight to hell as fast as you could, and something grabbed you, stopped you, and turned you around.
Yes, sir.
You have to know that's happened. How do I know? The Bible says if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
Amen. Amen.
So I asked you, do you love football more than God? Do you love your TV more than God? If you do, you've got a God in your life that's not God.
Amen.
We need to eradicate that stuff of the world.
Amen.
And yeah, the temptation will be there. Don't let me wrong. You're in a body of flesh. Satan's going to try to pull you away every chance he gets. If he can't get you with cable, he'll come around and give you a bunch of movies. If he can't get you with a bunch of movies, he'll get you with a YouTube. If he can't get you with YouTube, it'll be on Facebook. Somebody puts something on there and you click it, and before you know it, you're on the computer for 2 hours looking at stuff. If it's not that, you're at Walmart trying to mind your own business, and there's that TV on again. You go to Applebee's, eat a nice dinner, and there it is again, and you get sucked into that. The devil's attacking on every end. Why? Because he knows it's the end time. He knows he's only got a short time to work before he's going to be eradicated. You need to know what side you're on.
Amen.
If you're on God's side, the elect side, this is the most glorious time.
Amen.
Because God is manifesting in us the same he did in Christ the first time.
Yes, he will.
It's the bride coming of Christ.
Amen.
Before he literally comes back. My, how do we get on that? I know how, but just pray you believe that too. Whom he called, them he also justified. Eradicated your sin as if you never did it in the first place. And in his mind, God's the only one who's able to actually take this thought and get rid of it. These thoughts that weren't eternal, okay? He has eternal thoughts that are settled forever. But there's these little temple things. The devil's a temple thing. He'll be done away with. It won't come back to mind no more. All the evil in this world will be eradicated.
Amen.
The only thing that will stand is what was in God before the foundation of the world.
Sure.
You have to know you were there. I believe I was there too,
amen,
by faith.
Amen.
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 Whom he has justified. So he predestinated you. And then he called you, he justified you, and then he also glorified.
Yeah.
When we watched Jesus go up the Mount Transfiguration, and his body became white as snow, and glory of the Lord was upon him.
The same glory that he has will be in us. It says when he comes back, we'll be like him. Glory to God. The thing of being in a body where you can control your own mind, where you don't have to fight off thoughts, where all you want to do is love the Lord. When that's all that ever comes to you is, I want to praise God. And you know down in here, a real child of God's got the Holy Ghost. That's all you want to do. When you get ready to praise, you start getting tired. You go, man, I don't want to be tired. I want to praise the Lord. I don't want to think about what my neighbor thinks about me. I don't want to think, well, this church ain't big enough to worship. I want God to be happy with my praise.
Amen.
That's what should be down in your heart. By predestination. Verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who's going to stop God?
Amen.
You can try, but you're going to fail. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay any charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. You don't even justify yourself.
Amen.
The only thing God's waiting on you is to accept what he has said. And he will fulfill his end of it. He will give you an evidence, a down payment, that you're going to be in the resurrection. Because you are the resurrection. Coming out of convincing concern. 62. I want to ask you something. I'm going to inject a little thought here. You think I'm Baptist, but it's not. It's the Bible. Look, there were those well-trained scholars looked up at that sign that he had done, where he discerned their thoughts, and they called it a devil. But here's a prostitute. Woman that had five husbands, and the one she's with was not her husband. She's a full-blown sinner. It says, but here comes a prostitute. But in her laid that predestinated seed of God. She'd never seen nothing like it. And as soon as that light struck the seed, life sprang up. Why? It had life in it to begin with. So don't ever look at what you were before you were converted. That man is dead. You have to identify with the life in you.
Amen.
Now, this woman, after meeting Jesus, didn't go off and start being a prostitute again.
No.
Okay? Go and sin no more. You need to have a change. If that change doesn't happen, you just had an emotional experience. But if that change happens, you will act just like Jesus did.
Amen.
Skipping down a little bit. So that predestinated seed, when the light first shines, she recognized it. And today, we're going to, excuse the expression, I see that the work of God, the Holy Ghost, come down and begin to manifest something. The predestinated seed sits there and grabs it. You couldn't twist it away with him, or you couldn't twist it away from him with anything. The rest of them will go away and say, wonder what kind of a trick it is. Just like when a preacher comes, and all of a sudden, and it's kind of hard, I've recognized this just here, that I know a lot of you. I've talked with you and stuff, and Satan will bring thoughts saying, you're preaching that because of that person.
Right.
And I go, well, that might be true, but I didn't know that beforehand.
Amen.
The Lord must have done that. See, I have to dismiss those thoughts. No, no, no. The Lord's coming to speak to us.
Right.
He's showing us what we need to do.
Amen.
And I don't try to bring my own thoughts into this. I don't think about one person. I go, Lord, what do you want me to say? Because I don't know. But I know he does.
Amen.
Amen. The predestinator will grab it. You couldn't twist it away from him for anything. The rest of them will go away and say, what kind of a trick is it? Maybe some kind of a hoax of it somewhere.
Right.
But that predestinated seed don't ask no questions. It's thoroughly convinced that it's God moving according to his promise in the Bible. Somebody that has the seed of God, that's received the Holy Ghost, will be able to recognize when the Holy Ghost does something according to the Word of God. When I first heard of the pillar of fire of Brother Ram's head, nothing to me questioned that. I said, that's right in the Word.
Amen.
Paul met it on the road to Damascus.
Amen.
Moses met it in the burning bush. He's the same God. I remember one time I was sitting with Dad, right when I don't even think I had the Holy Ghost yet, but I was coming to church over there in Angola. We were on our way home, and we were listening to one of the seals. And I said, Dad, when were the seals open? He said, right here. I'm like, because I had put everything like back somewhere. You know, the Bible, all that's back there, maybe like Moses' time or something. I realized, wait a minute, if he was God then, he's God now.
Amen.
If he could do those mighty things then, he could still do it now.
Sure.
Why do we think it's such a far-fetched thing that God can raise the dead? He can heal the sick. He can discern your thoughts. He already knows them.
Right.
What's the big deal that he tells somebody else what you're thinking? You know what I'm saying? Brother Brandon comes and tells you exactly where you live and all that stuff. Who would have doubted that God knew that?
Amen.
Of course God knew that, right? He knows where you live. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He's numbered every one of them.
Right, amen.
There ain't nothing God don't know. Just because he tells a man that shouldn't throw us up in a tantrum. Whoa, that's woo. Woo, I don't know about this. He's God.
Amen.
Of course he can do these things.
Amen.
Just like that cloud, for instance. How many of you have seen the seven angel cloud before? You know, now they got people, well, you know, it might have been a rocket that blowed up and, you know, it made this and stuff. Nothing in me did that. Nothing in me said, I don't know, that looks exactly like Jesus, but, you know, it's probably coincidence. No, sir! Not the predestinated.
Amen.
Predestinated, look at that. It says, Christ has returned according to his word. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, he'd come with a cloud of glory. And that's what he has done. The bride coming is here.
Amen.
The rapture has started.
Amen.
We need to recognize that. You have to identify, are you in it or not? How do you know you're in it? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the requirement. If you haven't received that, there's nothing else to do but to die until you get it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I hope that sinks deep, because that's the only way. Now, that rapture won't finish till that last one comes in. So if you're predestinated, sure enough, you're going to be there.
Sure.
Coming out of oneness, he says, he's got his oneness, his true oneness, showing himself among us. Out of every denomination, bringing his elect together from all kinds of churches, from everywhere, bringing out his children, falling right in line with his word. That's the line to know where your experience is at.
Amen.
Does your experience agree with the word or not?
Amen. It does.
Amen.
When the experience of the Bible says, I was setting a wicked thing before mine eyes, and that's all you do, I would say it's time to check up. Time to get that evil out of my eyes.
Amen.
You can't keep the thoughts and the images from coming, but you can sure turn away. You sure don't have to listen to it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But what are you doing? That's what I asked this morning.
Amen.
He wants us to be one, line with his word. He's calling his elected together in oneness with himself, with the same kind of a ministry he had.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The same signs that follow Jesus' ministry is follow the bride in this day.
Amen.
Back to our story. We want to hear from Jesus this morning. You hearing from Jesus this morning?
Amen.
Oh, amen. That was pretty good amen there. I appreciate that. It does a man of God good when you're receiving the word. Let me go back to John chapter 4. I'm sorry, I lost my place there. I'm just going to have to learn, I guess. I always wonder why preachers always take their coats off, but I'm sweating like a pig underneath this thing. Let's go ahead and skip down. We know that Jesus had he had to go through Samaria to get this woman. Let's go to verse 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Just like blind Bartimaeus. You have to hear his voice.
Amen.
And as I said, I'll say it again. People won't walk across the street to hear his voice no more.
Amen.
They got too much entertainment.
Amen.
This is boring. You know, amen. That's what the world thinks.
Amen.
God manifesting himself at whatever. I'd rather go in my imaginary world where everything's awesome. I don't have to repent my sins over there. I'm hunky-dory. I'm not just that. I'm the commander of the universe. You know, that's why they do it. They make a false reality. I've done it.
Amen.
Playing that game and all. You get so into that game, you are that thing.
Amen.
It can be the same with a certain movie line. You just become that person.
Yeah.
And you go to work and you're thinking just like that. And you're like, what in the world is going on? You're coming under a spirit. Spirits are real. Spirits are on those things. We have to watch what media we listen to. It could be news. Brother Bram said, get those filthy newspapers out of your house. So I've been wondering, maybe I just need to quit reading that paper. Because all it is doom, gloom, and death. There ain't nothing good in that thing anymore. Except for the cutest baby. I thought about putting my son in there for that. But other than that, it's a bunch of trash. Even the comics. They're not even decent no more. And women don't got clothes on those comics no more either. And I'm like, guess I'll just have to skip down to Garfield and that's it. Throw the thing away. We're done. God have mercy. We've got to hear his voice. Jesus said, give me to drink. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me.
Amen.
Are you hearing the voice of God? That's what I ask. Don't look for the voice of Andrew Kressel to get you in the rapture. You have to recognize the voice of God speaking to you, preparing your hearts. Put that right there. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand in the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, again, I ask, have you heard his voice? You have to open the door. He said, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Now this woman listened to his question. Now I want to come up with the main problem that she had. We understand that she had a 500. She was a red light woman or a prostitute or whatever you want to call her. That's what she was. But that was not necessarily the main problem. It'll come up all three times. Watch this. Go to verse 9. Now she heard Jesus said, give me a drink. And look at her response. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. She had a tradition. She had a ritual.
Amen.
She had some organized thought of what God does.
Amen.
God, I'm a Samaritan. I don't, you know, what is the Jew talking to me for? I go to this church. I do that. None of that matters. Is it the voice of God? Is it the voice of Jesus Christ? Or is it a voice of a church? Right. Is it a voice of a man?
Amen. Amen.
You have to dismiss all that and recognize, is it the voice of God? Amen. Her religion is what stopped her.
Yes.
That's what was hindering her this whole time. It'll come up again in a minute here. Brother Branham says he asked the woman to bring him a drink. And she said, we got segregation here. We don't. It's not customary. It's not according to our laws around here to do that. You better get ready. The law's going to change fast.
Amen.
You know, they won't like the things we got to say about most people. And it's not necessarily about them. It's about the actions they do. Customary for you Jews to talk to a Samaritan. Such a thing as that. And another example here. It said they had segregation in that day. A ritual about like what we have today. Oh, you know, we're supposed to sing this song. And if we don't sing that long, God can't do nothing. We're supposed to run the aisles if God's going to move. Oh, we're supposed to sit here like a bunch of statues. And that's how God moves. No, God moves the way He wants to according to His Word.
Amen.
You must receive it.
Amen.
It's between you and Him. I'm not here to judge those things. That's carnal. Amen. These stupid rituals. They have hindered the gospel since day one.
Amen.
People coming up with stuff. Putting God in boxes He never made up. He has one box. That's this Word.
Amen.
And the only thing, it has boundaries this way, but not that way. If you'll just look up one time, you'll see that that Word never stops.
Amen.
We get stuck this way and say, oh, I can't watch the TV. Oh, boundary line that way. I can't commit adultery. I can't steal. No, no, look up one time. You got everlasting life. Realize that all those things are going to perish, but this will never stop.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Matthew says it twice, Jesus says it twice, one in the book of Matthew, one in Mark. It says, thus you have made the commandments, this is Matthew 15:6. Thus you have made the commandments of God of none effect by your tradition. The Bible says if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. People go, well, I didn't feel nothing.
Good, right.
Where does it say that?
Right.
That's a tradition.
Amen.
Wait, the pastor didn't preach for me, brother so-and-so did. Who cares?
Amen.
You got faith or not?
Amen.
If any two of you shall ask anything in my name, I will give it. You shall have it.
Amen.
We've got to believe that. If you don't have joy this morning, it's your fault.
Amen.
Jesus paid for all of it.
Amen.
If you have confusion in your mind, you don't know whether you're saved or not. Why? Why would you go on another minute like that?
Amen.
Come to Christ. He is the all-sufficient one.
Amen.
And He is alive.
Amen.
This morning to take
Amen.
Away all those doubts and fears Amen. And everything you would have. Mark 7:9, He says, full well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your own tradition. We're supposed to do, you know, we got to be done by 11 o'clock, Pat, or I guess not here. We got to be done by 1, you know, I got to get to such and such. Whoa, that's a tradition. You need to die to that thing.
Amen.
See, I don't understand this in Christianity anymore. I don't plan things on Sundays.
Amen.
I don't plan things Wednesday nights. God's first.
Amen.
Everything else comes second. That thing don't matter. I don't care if I got to miss work for it. I say that by the grace of God. Because I had, I'll give you a testimony. I worked at Ponderosa and I was a manager there. Before they asked me to be a manager, I said, I'm not working Wednesday nights and I'm not working Sundays. You still want me for the job? And they said, yes. So, okay, I did that. And of course, yeah, it sounds great for a while because they know you'll do your job. And Christians are faithful. They're supposed to be. They do their job well. Most people like a Christian on the job. You don't have to worry about them lying, cheating, stealing. They're not going to do those things. They might get in your life, preach against your sin. But other than that, your boss might be able to handle it. But after a while, you know, he wanted Sundays off too. So look, buddy, this is what I told you. If you don't want me to have it, that's fine. And it did. Eventually, I got demoted for it. And I could go through the little pity party I wanted to have because I brought another guy. He said we were going to get another manager there. And so I told him about this guy. He brought him and gave him my job. Set me down. Now, don't do that to a son of God because I didn't have to do nothing about it. I just went on my way. God worked it out for my good. I got a job that has way better benefits than I ever would have in the restaurant world.
Amen.
That man was fired shortly after that. Don't do nothing to God's elect. Don't think a bad thought about a brother. It'll come back on you.
Amen.
You love each other.
Amen.
That's the first commandment. Love God and love one another.
Amen.
You get away from that, you're going on the devil territory.
Yes, you are.
Amen. Amen. We got to get past these traditions. And I got to lay this in here. But from the beginning, it was not so. 58. Jesus said, you teach for doctrines the traditions of men and make the commandments of God of none effect with your traditions. If He said it in that day, what about this? Let's go back to the beginning now. What about it? If the branch come forth on the day of Pentecost and brought forth a church of that type, Amen. They went to all the world. Signs and wonders followed them everywhere. Everywhere, signs and wonders followed.
Amen.
We just heard me, Brother Steve, Delaney, Brother Stephen Kressel, my older brother. We went to a girl's house that she said it was demon-possessed. She wouldn't even go up in that room by herself. We went up there and prayed for her. We just got a text the other day. She said she's a completely different person.
Amen.
She goes up there to relax now. When before she was scared to death. Why? These signs fall in that belief. They shall cast out devils.
Amen.
You think of what torments these people? They have a reason to be tormented. It's a devil.
Amen.
If they could only see, they play these games and they see these hideous creatures. Those are real in another dimension.
Amen.
Brother Branham said that, remember that woman went to a dance party and that spirit came off. He said it was like a bat with things hanging down its wings.
Amen.
Could you imagine if you actually saw those things? Would you go to that place? These people go to the bars and they saw the demons that are there trying to kill them. No, sir. Would you do it if you recognize what spirit's coming off your movie or your TV or your internet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you dismiss that thing pretty quick. And I'm just as guilty as the rest of you. I know sometimes you think a preacher's preaching at you. He's preaching to himself.
Amen.
I need to make sure that stuff stays out of my house.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Put the token on my house. Take the trash out.
Amen.
Keep it out.
Amen.
And Brother Branham, continuing that quote, he says, not signs and wonders that we call today, but the day they went forth, they preached everywhere. They baptized the people over again in the name of the Lord Jesus. They cast out devils. They healed the sick. They had the victory from beginning to the end.
Amen.
I like John Wesley's quote. He said, I never went a half hour feeling without the victory, without feeling down, depressed. He said, I only went a half hour at the most. Why? Because you go back to the cross and you go, wait a minute, devil. Yeah, things are looking bad. But Jesus foreknew this. He took care of it, and I'm walking on.
Amen.
Then you know what? The victory is pretty easy at that point. When you recognize that He's already forgiven your sins, even when you commit one right now, if you'll just repent, it's forgiven.
Amen.
Takes all the pressure right off, doesn't
yes.
it? Amen. And if your church tradition has taught you contrary to that, let's go back to the beginning where we left it. And let's produce her tonight, here tonight, a member of the church like the beginning, who had brotherly love one for another, lay down their lives for one another. How many people in this message will do that? Yeah, I'm rebuking. I think it's a shame when people leave the message because nobody ever loved them. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, you preach to my sin, you don't love me. That's not what I'm talking about. People that cut each other down. Things that ain't the word. They don't care about the person. They just want to know that they're right and that person's wrong. And that's why they tear them down. It's a shame.
Amen.
That don't mean you compromise on sin now.
No.
Okay, if I see a brother, I love him too much to let him go on that way. Kyle will tell you that. Students come up and tell me things they're doing and stuff. I don't say it's all right. I'm not going to condemn them to hell, but I said, buddy, you better straighten up now. Judgment's coming.
Amen.
We've got to be a voice to the world. The Bible said they go to and fro looking for the Word of God.
Amen.
All the way, and this is where they're supposed to find it. You!
Amen!
This message was brought to bring the bride back.
Yes, it was.
She was there the whole time, brought in captivity by devil traditions.
Amen.
Now spit all over you. I hope that's why nobody sits right here. Because I spit all over your face right here. God have mercy. I need a drink real quick.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Die to all these traditions. Die to these thoughts contrary to the word. He said, men and women who love one another, such divine love till they go to the penitentiary or to the gallows for each other. That's the original church. By the grace of God, I'd say, me and Brother Kent, just right here. If they come and say, Brother Kent, you're dead, I'd say, hey, I'll take his place. And they say, okay, I would do it in a heartbeat. And I believe he'd do the same for me.
Amen.
Wouldn't he be a thought about it? Why? We're not living for this world. This world's perishing. It's about done. We're living for glory.
Amen.
And all they do, actually, he'd probably be jealous of me if they killed me first. Because he'd know where I was. And he'd be jealous, going, oh, man, he's already in glory, and I got to suffer down here still. Perspective. I tell you what, if we just get that right perspective on glory, everything else will fall right in line.
Amen.
Let's go to John again. 4. Go to verse 10. So what was her problem? It was these religious ideas that she had come up with. Stuff contrary to the word. Who's to say that God can only talk to a Samaritan by a Samaritan? Verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God. Let's stop right there. Do you understand that a pastor's a gift?
Amen.
Do you understand that a song leader's a gift? Do you understand that you're a gift to the body? Every person? Okay, I didn't just become a pastor overnight. When I got the Holy Ghost, my dad and Brother Kent's witnesses, I sat right there, half hour at least early before church, every service.
Amen.
Because I took that just as diligently as being a faithful member of a church as I do standing right here at this pulpit, or this music stand, whatever. It's the same. You're part of the body. You need to do diligently what God has called you.
Amen.
That is your part of the body.
Right.
Don't try to be somebody else. Don't say it's not good enough. Don't say it's not significant. My finger right here is significant to me. This little part of my fingernail. I want that. Because you ever got this taken off before? That hurts like crazy. You get a little paper cut somewhere. I don't want those cells broken off. I want them right where they are.
Amen.
Oh, but nobody will see that, brother. I don't care. It hurts the body. The Bible says if one of us hurt, we all hurt.
Amen.
That's what I say this morning. If you don't have the victory, you're going to hurt me. Because I'm looking and go, God, why doesn't he have the victory this morning?
Amen.
Why don't they know they're saved?
Amen.
Why don't they know they got the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
I'm gonna skip ahead. Let's go down. I'm just gonna read the scripture to you. It says Luke 11:13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So I ask you this morning, have you asked for it?
Amen.
Oh, okay, Brother Kent did. I asked for the Holy Ghost, and God came down and gave it to me.
Amen.
Now, I didn't just go on saying, oh yeah, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost, and just went on and my life stayed the same. No, sir.
Amen.
It was on my bedside, and I died there. Say, God, I'm done with sin. And if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, I'm going back. That's when he comes on the scene.
Amen.
And I've never gone back by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
Not to say you haven't stumbled now, but I'll never go back to the world. Amen. Forget it.
Amen.
Verse 10, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him. He only have given the living water. She needed a revelation. Who am I talking to right now?
Amen.
How many of those Roman soldiers think that slapped Jesus on the face had any clue who that man was?
That's right. Amen.
How many people come in church, hear the word preaching, and just let it go right over their head like a water on a duck's back? They have no clue who it is.
Amen.
He said he'd come in human flesh again.
Amen.
And I believe he's come in my flesh. I believe he's come in any part of the body's flesh.
Amen.
And people look at that, they don't recognize that. They're rejecting the same Jesus Christ they say they worship.
That's right. Amen.
Because he is the Word. If she could know who this man was, then she could get what she needed. And that's what Brother Branham says. If she only knew who she was talking to, she would have got it. Let's go to verse 14. When Jesus answers the question about, you know, you don't have to come to this well and all this, he says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. We have to know that we're that person. That you have the well springing up out of you.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 15. I love this, just like blind Bartimaeus. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She was willing to ask. Put it to the test. Say, Lord, your word says if I lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. I've got a loved one that's dying. I'm going to put the word to the test. What's the problem? We talk ourselves out of it before we even get there.
Sure.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. I've done it before too.
Amen.
Think, man, I really should go pray for that person. You see him coughing up a storm. Man, I should just go lay hands on him and wait. Ah, man, well, maybe the Lord won't answer. What do you mean the Lord won't answer? Did he pay for the sins of the world or not?
Amen.
And where does sickness come from? Sin.
Amen.
So when he paid for the sins of the world, he paid for the sickness of the world. Because it'll change this world one of these days. There'll never be sickness. Don't even think about it no more.
Amen.
We have to be willing to ask him. And Jesus, he doesn't say mildly now either. Mark 11, I want to read this together. Keep your hand there in John. Have a little patience with me this morning. Somebody's pulling, I believe that, because I'm going longer than I normally do. Mark 11, 22.
Amen.
We'll read down to 24. If you're there, say amen for me.
Amen.
My wife don't have her Bible, so she didn't say amen. That's all right. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, I didn't say Jesus says it. He said, we would say it. Now, you think you can just say, well, Lord, I have faith in you. I need a 2013 Cadillac. And you're going to add, no, sir, because the bride's not foolish like that. Just like Jesus, when did Jesus use his power for himself? When did Jesus use the power for something foolish? He used it for people that were dying, whether in sin or in physical body. That's when Jesus uses power. Was he for himself?
Right. Amen.
I can't think of one time Jesus uses power for himself. He's for everyone else around him. So when we ask these things, it should not be, Lord, you know, I want to prosper. I want to do all this. Why don't you live for other people a little bit and let God bless you?
Amen.
Instead of trying to bring it down yourself. Maybe we don't think about each other enough. When you go to prayer and you pray for yourself for 4 hours, what about your brother? Maybe if you had prayed for him 5 minutes, God would have given you a request. You wouldn't have to suffer like that. That's a tradition too. You can make prayer. You can make anything a tradition.
Sure you can.
Don't put God in no box. Love God at all times. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
And you'll be able to hear his voice. To know Amen. When you're supposed to pray, when you're supposed to study, when you're supposed to witness. He knows all the answers.
Amen.
We don't ask him though. We try to figure it out ourselves and you'll fail every time.
Amen.
Ask him what you should do. Say, Lord, where should I go to lunch? Oh, that's kind of foolish. I think he cares.
I think he does. Amen.
I think he loves you enough to care about every little thing. I care everything my son does, everything he wears. I want to know about it. I love him. I don't want him to have raggedy clothes. I don't want him to have to eat some junk lunch. I don't want him to read some filthy book. Why? Because I'm his father. How much more? Just like Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does the Lord know you need the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Amen. And not just one and out now. I'm talking about a life surrendered
yes,
to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
She needed the revelation of who he was, and then she was willing to ask. Verse 24, let me just finish that. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire. Woo! Oh, love that. God loves us so much. He cares about what you want. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Amen. Now let's go back to John chapter 4. Now on to the hard part of this. Pray you've been blessed this morning.
Amen.
Starting at verse 16. In John 5. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. Brother Branham said, right now I got it somewhere. Let me find it. 1 second, please. I got it here somewhere. Lean not to your own understanding. The little woman at the well, she was immoral, but she knowed that the churches had excommunicated her. But she never leaned upon her own understanding. When she met this one at the well, who told her all the sins that she had done, she run into the city. Now, it wasn't right for a woman to do that, to go in and say anything, because she was a prostitute. But when she had met Jesus, she never leaned on her understanding of the people them days. She said, come see a man who told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? She never leaned upon her understanding. She accepted what Jesus said. She knew it was the truth. She didn't get all upset like I opened up this morning and say, what are you doing preaching down my life? Leave that alone. That ain't none of your business. Didn't say nothing of that. How many of those Pharisees did stuff like that? He said, you bunch of hypocrites, this and this and this. And they got mad at him. This woman didn't. The Lord, that's the truth. And how many times have you heard the word preached? And I've had to say, Lord, that's the truth.
Amen.
That was for me.
That's the truth,
I'm sorry, Lord. I didn't mean to do that. I accept your word. I accept your correction because I know you're doing it because you love me.
Amen.
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 And what happens to the woman? In verse 19. When Jesus had been able to perceive her thoughts, to figure out her life, where her problem was. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. So I ask this morning, can you see that this is the word?
Amen.
That's trying to get every person, and I believe in this building, because I can't preach to anyone outside of here right now.
Amen.
You're the ones listening to the word.
Amen.
And he wants every one of us right in line with that word.
Amen.
Ready for the rapture? No questions. Walking up to the judge. I want no trouble at the river.
Amen.
No, sir. When she said, Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet, it was identification that she knew who she was talking to now. You're a prophet of God. Because only a prophet of God can discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. I always thought people that come against the message would have that revelation.
Amen.
That Jesus could discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Or not Jesus. But Jesus through Brother Branham could discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts a million times with accuracy. And they say he's not a prophet. Are you so foolish to not know that? That's the identification of a prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I feel like I left something out there. I did. Let's go to 11 and 12 real quick. Sorry about that. So I told you, what was her problem was these religions, these traditions kept getting in the way. The first one, it says, you're a Jew, I don't need to receive from you. Then what does she say in verse 11? Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep, from whence hast thou this living water? She's still thinking like a tradition.
Yes.
Living water must be the water I come here and take out of this well. You know, this church service just must be like what it is all the time. You know, it's always, I don't get nothing, that's just the way it is. No! He was talking on a whole different level than she could think at the time. And we have to do that. This isn't just church.
Amen.
You're not here to just be a church member.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want church members. I want Christians.
Amen.
I want to make sure I'm a Christian. I don't care if I'm preaching in four walls. I'm not leaving the Word of God.
Amen.
Because I believe in being a Christian before a church member, or religious. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Amen.
I want to serve God because I love Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
She was still thinking on that carnal level about just getting water out of a well. You know, there must be something he's fixing up. Another tradition. Verse 12 is another one. Art thou greater than our father Jacob? You're greater than the Methodist, the Baptist, the Presbyterian? You got something better than that? They've been here 400 years. They got the mega church over here and over here and over here. You say you got something greater? If you got the Word, you and the Word's more than anything.
Amen.
You and God's the majority.
Amen.
They had 400 prophets come up to Ahab one time and tell him what to do. They found one man that told him the exact opposite. He was the right one.
Right.
Why? He had the word of the Lord for his day. And there's so many denominations. And they've all got their word and knew the one thing they all come together on that I found is the Trinity. There's a few of them out there that won't accept the Trinity. But most of them will come together on the Trinity. And when you say, I got this little rinky-dink Kentucky prophet that said, that's a doctrine of the devil. Who is this man that thinks he can tell us we're all wrong? But him and God was the majority.
Amen.
When he stood against that whole Chicago ministry council, he had God on his side. Discern told him exactly where they'd be sitting. Who did God prove was right?
Amen.
That prophet.
Amen.
And I'll stick right behind him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. She accepted what Jesus discerned of her body. Now hold on to me, okay? Don't lose me now. This is the most important part, probably. She finally had the revelation, at least partway, that this man's a prophet. And it shows that she had been taught things, because look at verse 20. Our father worshipped in this mountain, and you say that Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. So she had studied the religion. She knew all about this. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and it now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him.
Amen.
And she accepted that word. And you have to accept, I'm stopping there, because we have to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
If there's no Spirit of God moving, there's no signs and wonders happening in the church, something's wrong.
Amen. Yes, it is.
The same life at Pentecost, the same life in Jesus Christ, the same life in Brother Branham, is still the same life.
Amen.
It never changes.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. God has only changed His form. It's God in Morphe, but He's the same God the whole time.
Amen.
When God came in Melchizedek, it was just another form. He was still the same person. He could still discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. He could still bring the fire of God down.
Amen.
He's God.
Amen.
And He's still God. He needs to be in you. The same God. Yesterday, the same yesterday and forever. Much worship in spirit and in truth. Don't give me something out of this word now. You give me your little spiritual experiences, these things that you want to have that ain't in the Word, I don't care.
Amen.
It's spirit and in truth. You must have both, not one or the other. Verse 25, she finally caught it. The full revelation of who this man is. It's funny how Jesus told her how to worship, and she goes, I know who this is now. 25, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When He has come, He will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I that speak unto thee am He.
Amen. Amen.
She didn't question that. She didn't worry about it. Said, woo! And you actually watch, we could read it, but I know what she did. She threw that water pot down and said, I'm done with this old denomination. I'm done with thinking this old tradition creed. That's out the window now. I'm going in joy. I'm going in peace. My sins are gone.
Amen. Amen.
If this man can discern my heart and show me what's wrong, surely He can forgive me.
Amen.
When I ask for it.
Amen.
Surely He can freely give us all things, as we read earlier.
Amen.
He is the Messiah.
Amen.
He said, and He said, come see a man which told me the things that ever I did. Amen. Is not this the Christ?
Amen. Yeah.
I asked you this morning, do you believe this is the Christ?
Amen.
That he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you don't need to go do some kind of workup. Amen. Believe.
Yes.
Receive.
Amen.
What you have need of. You say, Lord, I'm tired of sin.
Amen.
And you just sit there and you wrestle with it, and you wrestle with it, and finally realize, I can't overcome this. Come to the Lord. He'll take it. Give it to him. She left her water pot. She believed him and was willing to testify. That's when you see a real child of God. He's not afraid of what happened because he knows it's the truth.
Amen.
You don't have to be afraid of the truth. You come ask me and say, where did you drive this morning? I say, I came to Truth Tabernacle from my house right there. I don't need to come up with nothing. I don't got to be afraid of your opinion because I know I got the truth. It's the same with the Word of God. If you know you're standing on truth, you don't have to worry about those things.
Amen.
But if you're on shaky ground, yeah, it's time to check up. It's time to figure out, do I got the experience I need to have? Am I letting the Lord change me from glory unto glory unto glory? If any time you stop in your experience, it proves you're backslidden.
Amen.
I need to check that in my own life. Recently here, I started looking and saying, I'm doing things I used to do 5 years ago. Was I a Christian 5 years ago? Yes, sir, but I'm further on the road now. I shouldn't be some immature little believer. It's time to grow up. Not out of rule now, because I love him. I know he expects it out of me. We're his children. Once you're born again, you're a baby, right? Starting right out, born, though. You're still the son of the Father, but it's time to grow up.
Amen.
Believe him.
Yes,
testify of him.
Amen.
Not be ashamed of the gospel. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Amen.
That's what we have to be careful. Oh, I don't want to say amen today because, you know, I don't really feel like it. Well, don't be ashamed of him now. The Lord does something good for you. I think he deserves a little bit of praise.
Amen.
Anyways, I think he deserves more praise than you can come up with.
Amen.
I know he does in my life, just thinking of what he's done for us, just these pews that he gave us. I found some little Craigslist article, and I said, well, you know, maybe we'll check it out. Sure enough, they say, yeah, come on out. We said, what are they for? I said, they're for a church. He said, well, I can't even ask a donation. He said, he did at first. He said, I can't do it. I can't do it. Don't give us a dime. We're just going to give it to you. He said, if it's for a church, I can't charge you. And that man, I believe on the day of judgment, because I don't know if they'll ever have the word preached there like it's supposed to be, but I believe on the judgment that thing will come back up.
Amen.
Because who's judging the world?
Amen. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's right. Not just male.
Amen.
Male and female.
Amen.
The Bible says, Paul said, know ye not that the saints will judge the earth.
Amen.
How can the Bible say that the Father committed all things to the Son to judge? He says he's the one that will judge the world, and then say that we're going to judge. We're the same person.
Amen.
We're right inside of Christ.
Amen.
His wife. Where did Eve come from?
Amen.
Right out of Adam.
Amen.
And if you go before the fall, they didn't have two names.
Amen.
It wasn't Adam and Eve. It was Adam and Adam.
Amen.
They had the same name. And I asked you this morning, are you still Andrew Kressel, or are you still Kyle Bach, or are you Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Made flesh again.
Amen.
Not out of your own merit, because he died for you.
Amen.
He redeemed you back.
Hallelujah.
Remember when I started at predestination. If you are to be saved, it proves you were always saved. If you receive the Holy Ghost, it shows I was there before the foundation of the world. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's give God praise. Can we just raise our hands? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Oh, he's just so wonderful. Even this morning, I tell you what, I was nervous. I don't know why. I just came up here and I'm like, Lord, am I really preaching today? You know, you just expect to feel something from the Lord and kind of let me sweat it out there. And then all of a sudden, he just comes on the scene. I just appreciate him so much. He's so good to us, church. We don't have to worry about anything. If you've got one worry on your heart, it shows you didn't give it to the Lord yet. You need to give it to the Lord. You need to die out to everything that you think you can do and just live for him. I'm looking for a song. I know what I'm thinking of. I know what's in here, too.
Father, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man. Oh, there we go. That's why. Okay. Let's go to 109. The price has been paid, church. I was looking at the wrong page. There we go. He's already redeemed us if you've received the Holy Ghost. What's the problem? We have to believe it. And not just believe it in your head, but be willing to walk out and do it. When you receive the token, it's time to kick the trash out. That shows whether you really believed you got it or not. How can a God in you stand evil when you know it's in your life? Kick that thing out. 109. I've got faith in what he did for me. I pray that you do. We'll just sing this one time. If you have a need, or a few times maybe, might sing another song or two, but if you have a need, I'm willing to pray with you. You don't need to do that though. If you'll have faith between you and him, that's really what it's all about. Even a minister laying hands on you is just a conduit for you to get in contact with God. For you to have faith that God will hear your prayer. We should not walk out of here with one knee, church. I just had trouble with something I was overcoming not too long ago here. And I realized that I kept going back to it in minor form, here and there. And then don't worry about what it is, okay? You applied something in your life too. That's all right. We don't need to know these things. Just some little thing that kept bothering me. Because I was wanting to study and I'd be thinking on that. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. So what did I do? I got in the Word. Stayed in the Word. Stay in the presence of God. And those things dissolve. And I believe, how many of you believe you're in the presence of God this morning? I know He's here. All right, I've been in His presence enough times to know that He shows up. He shows up when His Word is preached. He shows up when people worship. When you have a need, He's here to give it to you. We'll sing this song together. Again, if you need prayer, I'm willing to pray for you.
He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone,
yes,
Lord, to wash.
Hallelujah.
My sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
Let's sing that one more time, just that first part.
He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. One day He's coming back for me to live with Him eternally.
Lord, He
wouldn't
have to suffer for sin. Lord, You just show Him perfectly that the representation is in. And Lord, that's what You see. Through the blood, You see Yourself in my blood. All sins are gone, Father. May those conflicts be completely defeated. May You just bring the axe of Your Word and destroy it all, Father. We commit to You. Thank You for it, Lord. We're going to give You the praise because we know Your faith. Jesus Christ, thank You for it. Thank You for it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Yes, I could not owe Him. I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song.